I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend will mark the opening of the fall turkey hunting season in West Virginia, and we'll talk about it right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
There was a time in West Virginia when fall turkey season was one of the most anticipated opening dates of the year. But as the interest in archery hunting has increased, it has created a decline in the number of those who pursue birds when the leaves change color.
No, it's definitely dropped off in popularity, and we don't have near the fall hunters that we did, say, in the 60s and the 70s, because the deer herd was, you know, pretty much restricted to certain parts of the state then, and you still had a lot of folks that traveled to the National Forest counties like Pocahontas and Greenbrier and Pendleton, and they went up there essentially to hunt whatever was in season. And back then, squirrel, grouse, turkey all came in the same day, so there was a lot of turkeys killed opportunistically.
That's DNR Wildlife Chief Curtis Taylor, himself an avid turkey hunter. He tells us this season the turkey should be far easier to locate over last fall just because of the mast conditions.
You know, mast was super abundant, the best we've had in 41 years, and those turkeys didn't have to move very far to find food, so subsequently they were hard to find. This year, it's a little bit different story. We've got mast, it's not real abundant, so it's going to tend to congregate those turkeys more in and around, you know, food supply. So once you find them, they shouldn't stray very far.
And Taylor tells us the numbers are up as well.
Brood count was good. We had early on, all of us were concerned about those infernal spring rains, and we pretty much played out what we thought. The first nesting attempt was not all that great, but the good news is the second nest attempt was super. So we've got, you know, a lot of birds out there. Problem is they're smaller than what people are going to be used to because they were products of that second hatch.
And the trick to fall turkey hunting, unlike the spring, is to scatter the birds and bring them back in.
The key to that is the scatter. If they all fly the same direction, your chances of calling those birds back in is pretty slim because you're competing with the hen, and she'll give the assembly call. And it's tough to outcall a real live, genuine brood hen.
Plenty of turkey hunting opportunities this year in West Virginia. Make some time and give it a try. You might be surprised at the enjoyment it will provide. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.